I would like to say hello to everyone again. This is Luca Mino. We're back for Luca's World. How's everybody doing today? I hope everybody is well and everybody is getting healthy. Everybody is getting stronger. I may as well say it from the beginning. We might be having problems with Skype. We'll have to see, because this is always what happens when good energies assemble. Guess what? The bad energies are always there to fight, right? And all of a sudden, oh, it hung up. Oh, geez, the clips didn't work. Oh, geez. Okay. So we're praying hard for the producer, who's doing the best he can, as well as me, yours truly. So let's, Buscaglia always likes to say, Leo Buscaglia, he always says, so we only got an hour, so let's get going, right? Well, shall we? Well, there's a whole lot of things going on besides, in the second half hour, I'll be doing clips 3 and 4, the continuation of last week, because I have to talk about last week a little bit. It's an overview of last week. We played clips 1 and 2 of Ernst Dundl, who is responsible for having those two trials done and have the 6 million number of World War II brought down to 1.5 and then 1.4. Took him two trials, 20,000 pages in the first trial, over 7,000 pages in the second trial. Every book of his that he uses looks like one of those sticky notes that he has, the yellow sticky notes. That's all you see. The book is literally full of sticky notes, okay? I'm finding out new information that I need to share, because this is, you know, we have to learn to unlearn the lies of history. We have to find out, you know, to find out where we're at, okay? So that's going to be in the second half hour. And if I am structured properly, which I don't like to do, I don't like to be structured, as my grandmother would say, and people that know me know that I don't like to be structured. But we're also going to talk about health. I'm going to take you to the Magdalen Islands, believe it or not, in my little news bleep that I have. And like I said, I'm going to be faithfully continuing to unearth the truth, no matter where it is or how it stands. You know, it's like you can't be a truther and say, oh, I'm going to leave this truth alone because that's unpopular. I'm going to go with this one and really make a big deal out of it. No, you have to talk about everything, and hopefully in a balanced way. And I got to say before we start the show that it's thanks to you, the listeners, and you, the callers, who have the show and the show host in mind, calling in with your, you know, with beautiful comments and, you know, praise that rings in your heart for the whole week. And this is the reason why I'm cranked up. This is the reason why I want to do the best I can to bring you the best of me. Anybody who remembers the movie The Equalizer, if you saw it at the very, very end, I bring you the best of me, if I remember correctly. I leave you the best of me. That's what it is, okay? That's what I want to do. That's what I'm here for this hour, right? And I just came up with a slogan for this show. I'd like to pass it by you, because I was thinking of you guys and girls when I was, when I was writing it down. All of a sudden, it says, so let's do what this show is known for, going from one pole to the other, black and white, east to west, and show that everything is related and everyone is related. Okay, I think I said that last week. I found that new logo. Everything is related and everyone is related. So I want to start with health, and then we'll go to news, hopefully. But why don't we start with the donate button? Because that nice orange-looking, good-looking donate button really wants to be pressed big time. If you value the information you hear on this network, please help us to keep it going. And I'm going to be doing the same. I'm going to be paying so that my message will be staying on the air as long as it can. And if you can donate, if you can maybe, you know, like a cup of coffee type thing, you know, like a Starbucks coffee nowadays is like $5, you know, $5 a month. That would be awesome. And it would be a reoccurring thing. You can call 800-724-2719. Extension 3. I like how he says that in the commercial. 800-724-2719, extension 3. Or donate by email, making your checks or money orders payable to RBN, and send it to 2251 Double Creek Drive, Suite 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. Okay. Oh, my buddy says to me too, Luca, you survived the tornadoes. Yeah, survived the tornadoes. We're going to be getting into that too, if I have time for it, because that's, oh my God, that's fear mongering is what we call it. Okay. But let's start with health. Okay. My health starts outside with the birds. I feel like the birds have more to say and more to offer me than human beings nowadays. The birds clean up their mess. I've never seen anything like it. One, you know, what we would consider a crumb, like you hold between your thumb and your forefinger, okay? You tear it off and you give it to them. The crumbs are what's eaten first. He eats around the crumbs, or she eats around the crumbs. They all do. And then they take the big piece last, making sure all the crumbs are picked up. You know, you're sitting there and you're watching that. And in the last rainstorm, I'm going to say this real quick. We were in a dry area right by the door. Soaking wet little bird comes in, looks at me, practically came in my lap, sat right on the mat to the door, right next to me, like within a few feet, looking up at me, eating and shaking, you know, it was soaking wet. And you look at that and you look at us, and it's a universal language, see? And then last week, you had Andy from Texas calling up and wanting us to talk about the link we have to the universal language, to animals, to the world around us, to nature. And that's what is begging us to sit down, you know, stop moving so fast, you know. And when you start doing that, you start really leaning towards what you believe in. You start leaning towards what you feel, what you know, what you represent, what your being is all about. And if you work hard enough, you're going to end up working for truth, okay, towards truth. And in Native American philosophy, which is what I'm all about nowadays, and I have been for over 30 years, okay, like half my life, it says the truth, this is Don Miguel Ruiz, he says the truth will set you free. The truth has to do with waking up from the lies. Hello, which is what we're going to talk about in the second half hour, right? And becoming truth itself, because that's what you become. You start having such a good level of integrity that you will not allow anything less than who you are and what you are and what you represent in your life, period. End of story. It's that simple, okay? For the callers, very quickly, 512-248-8252. Sorry, I forgot. And 1-800-313-9443. Again, 512-248-8252 and 1-800-313-9443. An article of this show will also be available on TLB Talk. I'm sorry, on TLB, thelibertybeacon.com, thelibertybeacon in one word, .com. And also you can leave comments on the archive section where the show is going to stay forever and ever. So when you become the truth, you work on that so hard, you set boundaries for yourself. You know, that coupled with being with the birds outside, with meditating every day, with eating less, with giving more, you're feeding truth and you're feeding health itself. And this week's segment is, if I have the time for this, this is what I want it to be about, because without our health, we are going to be nothing. As Klaus Schwab would like us to think, we are going to be nothing. Huh? Blub, blub, blub. Okay, the guy's an idiot. We're unearthing the secrets of the past with me on this show. That's what Luca's world is all about. Yes, but you know what? We're earthing, because putting our feet inside the earth is so important, and realizing that we're a part of it, because, you know, we're so close. This is what my Native American friend says to me the other day. We're so close to this system breaking. Pow, no electricity. Pow, no running water. Oh, just worse than Gaza. It's so close. People don't even realize it. They go to the store for what they want. The meat's already prepared. Ah, what happens? The first thing I noticed, and I even said it on this show, what happens when a power outage happens? Oh, grocery store locked. Solid, like a deep freeze is what it looks like, with no lights on except for the interior lights that have funny colors, right? And all you hear is the the 18-wheelers in the background with the air conditioners and the generators running, right? So my commitment to myself is the big one phrase for this show this week. My commitment to myself is to make myself better than yesterday. I don't care who I was yesterday. My first teacher told me, Luca, I could say salt today and I could say pepper tomorrow. Hey, wake up. Just like in the cartoons. Smack, you know? We have to teach ourselves to unlearn what we have been indoctrinated with. Inner learning. It starts like that. Trust me, right? I have to teach myself to teach myself. I'm not on a soapbox. I'm sharing my own experience. Getting upset with myself. Learning about the way I do things. Like, no, Luca, don't get upset. Don't ever prepare food when you're upset. That's something else you never do, because all that bad energy goes into the food. It's little things like that to make yourself a better person. Instead of making everything everybody else's fault, hello, and pointing the finger at everybody, okay? This is what learning to become a better person is all about. Everything is in layers. I don't know how many times people are going to hear me say that. They're going to get sick of me saying it. Layers and attitudes and behaviors. So layers, let's say, okay? I can see everything in layers. Like, one layer of people will stay comfortable with their inaction and, lack of time to deal with it and conveniently not address anything, right? Then there's the next layer underneath that knows something's wrong, that knows compelled to do something about it, right? And then when you're down that deep and you can afford yourself to be, that's where everything starts to really, where Creator God really starts to use you. If you're hurt, how can I say that? I always say that too. The more you're hurt in life, the more you're hurt by society or by people or by life itself, the more God has a use for you, because you appreciate so much more and you give so much more. And sometimes, like, you'll see me just, instead of reading from my notes like I'm just doing now, just let go, close your eyes, and just not even follow your show notes, Luca. Just go with the flow. Go with the natural flow of everything, right? And I learned that through my healing, okay? In my physiotherapy, in my PT shop, where I had to go twice a week. I'll never forget it. Ability, motivation, and attitude written on the wall right in front of me. Ability is what you are capable of. Motivation determines what you do. Attitude determines how well you do all of the above. Right? There you go. Okay, so that's so much for health, because we won't have time for everything if I keep this up. What about self-reliance? What Waldo Emerson talks about? Huh? Self what? Self-reliance. Like, be a nonconformist. Like, don't go with the flow. Don't be a sheep, Lions can't be herded, right? Lions can't be tamed. No, sheep. Only sheep can. So it's really a wake-up call for all of us. And I think I'm going to be going to the slides probably, because this is where I have to just... No, I talked about my buddies, my birds already. So it's about trusting yourself, okay? And I wanted to look up in Latin, because for anybody who saw The Matrix, there's always temet nosce, or temet nosce, I'm not sure, whatever, temet nosce, how anybody pronounces it in Latin. It means know thyself, okay? And the oracle was talking about that. So I started looking around and I'm thinking, wow, how about inner work? How about, knowing myself? Oh, M-I-H-I, mihi, confidere, as in confidence, confidere, or mihi confido, as in confide. I thought that was really interesting, and this is the inner work that few people enjoy, but what we all must do, okay? And everybody's going to be doing it at different levels. I found it particularly hitting me with like a freight train does when you ask for it. You know, the asking, it has to be an intent. You have to want to do the dirty work. You have to want to do the sacrifice. The genuine asking, in my humble opinion, I mean, I think that's how spirit protects itself. That's how truth is going to protect itself, because it's not going to be given to just anybody. No, you have to work for it. Oh, sorry, you got to pay the price, Luca. You know, and it is the price to pay. For those that know me, yeah. I got a meme right here that explains that very easily. The false prophets told the people what they wanted to hear, and everybody loved them. Mm-hmm. The true prophets told the people what they needed to hear, and they stoned them. There you go. See? So this is my quest. And I'm not pulling punches. I'm not on my sandbox. I'm just saying how things are in my life right now. And when you get to the point where things are offered to you, you've got to go down that road. I'll give you an example to what we're going to be talking about in the second half hour very soon. The entire Christian Zionist movement is based on the footnotes from the Scofield Bible, this link says. This blasphemy was financed by the House of Rothschild with the sole purpose of promoting the Zionist agenda. That's from deceptionwatch.net. Okay? Funny thing, I have another meme that falls right in my lap after that. You know what it says? Every country on the Rothschild defiance list has been invaded by the United States, or is about to be invaded by the United States, or others, right? Kind of gives another twist of this freedom and democracy thing, don't you think? Right? Corey Christofferson, Hamar ND, North Dakota maybe, or ND, I'm not sure where that is. But this is it, right? So I wanted to throw some memes at you people. I guess this is where we're going, because I don't want to... this isn't about getting ugly. This is about talking the truth. Oh, yes, we have to go to the Magdalen Islands first. That's right, too. And the news segment. Let's do the news right now so we can talk about that. Okay. Does anybody know where the Magdalen Islands are? They are a little archipelago, I don't even know how you say it, a bunch of islands in what is known as Quebec, in the province of Quebec. It's right in the ocean. It's the most beautiful place, some say, on Earth, okay, with the dark, dark red cliffs. It's just priceless, a dream place for photographers, okay? And you can't get there without going by ferry. Uh-oh. Well, before the break, here it comes. First municipality. Yes. Okay. Yes, I'm just talking to the producer there. I had to throw this segment in the news because this is a Chinese system that's coming to Canada. And the Magdalen Islands in Quebec are the first ones to fight back. Okay, and this is about the QR code, tightening the noose in the Magdalen Islands. And my friend Richard sends me that from New Brunswick. So we're, you know, some people are more informed because they're right there. They're right on the coast. The first municipality to fight back on QR codes that are being introduced, and there's a meeting, okay? And I went through the meeting, and I just tore through the pretty powerful testimony of a very angry French-Canadian woman, and anybody who knows French-Canadian people, especially women when they're angry, wow, okay? And I'm just going to give you a couple of, quote, the best moments, unquote, okay? So this, the guy says, you will need a QR code to enter the Magdalen Islands, not to leave. These new municipal codes have to be abided by, just like, you know, when you make a reservation for a ferry crossing, you show ID. And later on, he specifies that This is all in accordance of making the Magdalen Islands safer and a more secure place with regards to tourist activities. So the lady keeps cutting him off and says, but those are services. She snaps back for the third time, not coming or going, or simply leaving my home and coming back. So from now on, I have to prove that I'm a Madlino in order to come back to my own home. She cuts him off three times, okay? And he starts to get cocky, saying, ma'am, if you're going to cut me off every time I speak, just so you can push your own agenda here. She cuts him off while he's saying that. And she says, begging your pardon, sir, but I'm only cutting you off three times because you're talking about services rendered. You're not addressing my own issue, which is exactly true, because he's addressing ferry reservations. It's not her fault if he can't see the difference, right? So this goes on, and finally she gets shut up, and, you know, next, okay? So basically, she gets away with saying, as she leaves the mic, you know, and this is the first in Canada, but I know this exists in China. So what, we are like guinea pigs now? Somewhere there has to be a loss of liberty when you're demanded papers to come back to your home, and you will document this so well that people don't even have a chance to react about this. In other words, what she's saying is exactly what I'm echoing for sentiment, is that everything's decided in the back room. And then they invite a heated discussion on it after the, or during the decision is being made, right? Very easily. And the people are never consulted. They're never, okay? It's just a little show every time. See where this is going? So they never cared about the people to begin with. They make new laws and force them on the population after or during them being put through, and then sit back, temporize. I love that word. Just waste time and let everybody shout out their truth like she is. Loss of liberties and everything. And, oh, this is the first in Canada. See? So I had to share that with you. That's pretty important. Also, as far as fear-mongering, okay? They're doing the same thing they did with COVID. And this is preying on our ignorance. And this is probably something that I really would like most people to think about and have a takeaway with from the show today, if possible. They're preying on our ignorance. In this case, medicine, okay? And the fraud of virology. Nobody knows this, and they're taking advantage of it. Full pin, as they say in French, full tilt. They pulled it off handsomely again with our weather. Okay, something else that Richard from Canada reminds me of often. Weather as a weapon has been the dark side of humanity for quite some time, right? Weather manipulation, there's all kinds of words for it. Weather warfare, cloud seeding, geoengineering, chemtrails, HAARP, etc. And again, through engineered ignorance of ours on the subject, purposely done so that we don't understand or know anything about it. CERN is another good example. Are there any nuclear physicists in the audience? Chemical reactionary physicists, perhaps? You know what I mean? No. Another area is wildfires. It's fear-mongering. Fear, fear, fear. Oh, wildfires. Okay. Oh, they're giving us the season of wildfires coming up. They're predicting. How can you predict where wildfires are going to go? Oh, well, geez, all kinds of ways. Okay. Say what? Predictions for wildfires. Okay. I love how they call them wildfires, too. Pardon the sarcasm. Okay. But they were called DEWs in Hawaii. The wildfire, quote, some of us saw the DEW plane, unquote. Or you can go to Canada in the West, with the Shuswap Nation calling their wildfires out because they saw the planes dropping incendiaries on one occasion. And that was quickly taken down after it was being reported. They, just like the California fires in 2017, was it? See, you have to, when you do your research and you compartmentalize, one thing makes sense. The other one makes sense. Oh, that one goes over here. Oh, that one goes here. Okay, so today it's about carbon footprint. No, let's go back to Hawaii for a minute. I know this because I tally a lot of stuff and I write everything down. And in the case of Hawaii too, poof, gone. No other link, right? Oh, it disappeared. That one about Hawaii becoming the Hawaii Smart Grid project and burning out the indigenous, as we've done throughout time. You know, this is what I love talking about, too, the genocide of the indigenous nations. This is what this is. They can manage that through depopulation anytime they want. This is what they're doing. Carbon footprint today. Well, you know, it's really not good. You know, you could really be harmful to the environment, Luca, if you washing your clothes all the time, screwing in light bulbs, Luca, you know, leaving the light. I beg your pardon. While these idiots making the laws and breaking the laws or flying around in their private jets, eating, what do they call those fillets? I forget the name. I love that meme. You know, they're eating fillets. They're eating in five-star restaurants, doing whatever they want, probably raping children in the process, going to, you know, different places, right, in their jets. Excuse me. This is what we're used to. This is what people eat every day. This is the food we're eating, okay? I call it fear-mongering. And, you know, telling us how much water we use. Oh, wait now. right down to rip currents on the beach, folks, or tornadoes, or bad weather. You ever notice that? It's always bad weather. Severe storms. You know, recently the eclipse. I'm sorry. Yes, I was taught that there is a difference between caution and talking about caution, a cautionary through love. Yeah, you know, and preparedness. But fear-mongering, give me a break, okay? And Otis is another really good example, okay? first thing you see, is it's another WTF moment. What happened there? Well, where did that come from? All the meteorologists are scratching their heads. Where did that come from? That came out of nowhere. We usually have days to track a storm this size. A tropical storm at 6 o'clock Thursday to a Cat 5 at 207.9 miles an hour when it hits and slams into Acapulco sometime around midnight. Right. Okay. We forget about stuff like that. We've already forgotten it about it. Otis, most people didn't even hear about it. And 14 tornadoes last week in Iowa, a string of tornadoes from, where is it? Minnesota down to Texas. A whole string line of tornado watches. Oh, well, you know, we're going to be inventing category 6 for hurricanes because they're going to get worse from now on. Oh, okay. This is all predictions, you see. Right. We'll be right back. This is Lucas World. Thank you for listening.
Tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few highlights. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I have been using Extendivite for many years. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendivite.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Have you been looking for a trusted long-term storable food company? We have a solution for you. Simply Clean Foods is dedicated to providing the best quality food you can buy next to fresh from a farmer's market. Our line of resealable fruits, vegetables, and meats are suitable for everyday use, and you won't have to worry about throwing away valuable groceries ever again. Our food is completely GMO-free, and our stringent quality controls, plus testing for heavy metals, makes us unique in the storable foods market. Simply Clean Foods' primary focus is to bring clean food to people all around the world and change the way we look at freeze-dried food in our daily cooking. When you purchase from Simply Clean Foods, not only will you be receiving high-quality food, but you will also be supporting veterans in need across the country and those who are affected by natural disasters.
Go to republicbroadcasting.org and click on long-term food storage in the rotating sponsors banners to support RBN.
Simply Clean Foods. Do it today.
And this is the part where the producer leaves the song on just for a little bit. And I tell the story of when I was 12 or 13 years old and I was diving down on my surfboard. 12 or 13 years old, huge wave picks me up from behind and I dive down the wave at about 35, 40 miles an hour. The most incredible time in my life. And at that time, I was surfing with Steve. Yes, I was. We are back with Luca's World. And I want to say thank you for listening and thank you for keeping that song on. That's kind of special. I'm going to start the second half hour with this because we're going to get into the clips real quick. When you are evolving to your higher self, the road seems rather lonely. But you're simply shedding energies that don't match your frequency of your destiny anymore. That's what's happening. Let me say that again. When you're evolving to your higher self, which is what most of us are doing, we're trying to do, the road seems more lonely as you go along, more and more, because you're not relating to people anymore. You're on a different path. You realize what you're supposed to do, and you're doing it, and people don't like it, and most of them are jealous of you. But you're shedding energies that no longer match the frequency of your destiny. What's the secret? What's the frequency of my destiny, Luca? Well, okay, you want to hear what my frequency of my destiny is? Okay, these are all exhibits from my court of law, okay? General D. Eisenhower, 559 pages book in his book entitled Crusade in Europe. Sir Winston Churchill's 4,448-page six-volume work entitled The Second World War. Charles de Gaulle's 2,054-page three-volume work titled Mémoire de Guerre. In all, over 7,000 pages, and in none of them are even mentioned the words or events of Holocaust or gas chambers or, anything like that. And that's something to think about. And you're going to ask, well, you read the pages? No, I'm challenging people to have read or to go read the pages because I don't have time to do anything. I'm just sharing what resonates with me. Okay, here's another one. You know, you're getting this stuff for a reason, right? The Hitlerian gas chambers never existed. The genocide or attempted genocide of the Jews never took place. In plain language, Hitler never gave, there was never a signed order by the Führer or permission that anyone should be killed because of their race or religion. Okay, the so-called gas chambers, oh, that was also in World War One. That was also, Germany was accused of that. They had to retract because it was a lie. This is a lie of Zionist origin and has permitted, in the Second World War again, a gigantic political financial swindle of which the State of Israel is the principal beneficiary. The principal victims of this lie and the fraud are the German people, not today's German people, of course, and the Palestinian people. The colossal power of this official means of transportation has until now guaranteed the success of the lie and censored the freedom of expression of those who want to get into that box, okay? You go to Washington, D.C. on the tour of the Holocaust and you have this huge glass display of shoes. Okay, you get closer. What do you see? How come it says Adidas? What's this, Nike? Oh, a couple of them made in China. Oh, sir, I'm sorry. You know, when you go ask the people what about that, they say, I'm sorry, you know, you're going to have to stay here with us and you're not allowed on the tour with the rest of the people until they finish it. Okay, one thing after the other. Okay. And about Schindler's List, very quickly, this is something I found out today because I'm digging into Ernst Zundel and what he had to say in particular about Schindler's List, which I cried over several times. Okay, it's called, he calls it, Ernst Zundel calls it a psychic attack, a psychic assault on our souls. Vicious porn. The Philippine government banned it because there's too much frontal nudity. And it's shown to students. Oh, okay. No elite will speak out about it. All the Germans in the film are shown as corrupt, filthy, moral-less. And it's, oh, this is the good part. It's based on a novel. Oh, it's fiction. Oh, it's based on a book. Wait now. The book is called Schindler's List. Wait now. The book is, says, it says right on it in the front, in the back, in the beginning, it is a work of fiction. Okay. Okay, you know, how many people died in World War II? Oh, I have no idea. Oh, how many people died in Auschwitz? Oh, 6 million. Oh, you know that. Why? Oh, because that's all we were taught. See? And he goes in to talk about cattle cars, and he goes in to talk about what, you know, there are so many pictures that people see, and there are so many things that people are wrong about. But that's for another show. If people want, and if people don't mind talking about this, I would love to. In clip one last week, you heard the myth of Israel. You heard Menachem Begin and his lies. We introduced you to Salomon Morel, the Polish murderer. You know, all these things were blamed on Germany because he was a guy that was responsible for a German prisoner camp in Poland, right? And before the end of the war. We talked about the hypocrisy of the modern Jew, the Holocaust problem, because everybody talks about what the Germans did to the Jews when it's the other way around. You know, it's international Zionism, precisely, and German pride. What's that all about, right? Why did the good Germans turn on the Jews like over 100 other countries? And that finished with Ernst's warning of Weimar conditions in America, just like the assassination of, in parentheses, General Patton. With his warning, saying that I fear that in less than 50 years, and this was in 1945, he was close, as he prophesied that America would become a den of corruption and degenerate morals. You can't make this stuff up. Clip two, very quickly, we talked about karma. He's saying, like me, that if I sit there and lie to you, and in my heart I know it's not true, you know, what kind of person am I? There was no such thing as a final solution. It was only about immigration only. There was no policy of killing people. Absolutely not. And he talks about the numbers in Dachau, less than 12% Jews when it was liberated, the Red Cross numbers, and where the 6 million comes from. Today, I would like to share with you how Hitler collaborated with the early Zionists, how he actually created ghettos for them to try and give them camps or to create camps to teach them about cabinet making or about, you know, different things that he could help with. It was a collaboration, and he just got sick of it and had to, you know, there was a policy. Not every Jew was to be arrested and thrown in jail. No, there were no gas chambers in National Socialist Germany either. Auschwitz is a reproduction by Russia and Poland, and there are over 500,000 people visiting there every year. Excuse me? Oh, okay. And because of his two trials, the numbers had to be brought down from 6 million to 1.4. And we know what the Red Cross says, 271,307, if my memory is correct, all camps combined. So, and in clip four, I'll introduce that after we listen to clip three. And thank you for the producer's patience in this. Let's listen to clip three from Ernst Zundel as he is interviewed by a very arrogant and sometimes rude Israeli reporter. Let's have a listen.
In my court cases, we asked David Irving, we asked Dr. Faurisson, the French revisionist, and all of them came to the conclusion, Irving said, that fewer Jews died during the entire war than we British killed in one bombing raid on one German city in one night, namely Dresden. You take each one, if you have the time, we can take each case at a time. Take, for instance, Theresienstadt, the large ghetto, basically, the city created by the Führer for the Jews, where he taught them how to have their own state, because Jews didn't have their own state before, you know? And so the nice things that the Nazis did for the Jews was that they trained in the Swabian Alps, where I come from, in special camps, Jewish people in farming, in cabinet making, and so on, professions that they, by tradition, didn't have, but which they needed for their state.
So Hitler, in a way, helped the creation of the Jewish state?
There's a book out called Adolf Hitler, Begründer Israels. Israelis, historically, with 82% of the Israeli population not being Semites, but being Khazars, converted to Judaism 800 years after Christ
so
and later.
There is a chance that Hitler would have recognized the Jewish state.
Of course. Of course. It's most, the collaboration, as outlined in this book, The Transfer Agreement, by a Chicago Jew called Edwin Black, details the collaboration between Adolf Hitler's Germany and the early Zionists. The Zionist movement only got its tremendous influence and power in the Jewish community thanks to the role that they played in collaborating with Adolf Hitler. How many Jews died at Auschwitz?
Yes.
Less than 20,000. In all the satellite camps, including Auschwitz, and they died not of gassing. There was not a single gas chamber in all of National Socialist-dominated Europe, because the killing method of executing, whether criminals, spies, traitors, saboteurs, whatever, in Europe, in every Gentile country in Europe, never, ever, historically, was gas. The only nation that ever had this fetish of gas chambers, which is the most complicated, idiotic, and expensive way of killing people, was the United States.
What about all those gas chambers that we found later after the war in Auschwitz, in Treblinka, and other places?
Okay, Dr. Piper, the curator of the Auschwitz Museum, was interviewed by my young Jewish friend David Cole, who is a Jewish revisionist.
Yes.
On tape, Dr. Piper admits that the facilities that they're showing there were reconstructed after the war by the Soviet Army and the Poles. Now, I sent an American technology expert, Fred Leuchter, execution technology guy, over. He took the samples. He brought back over 30 samples, had them analyzed in the United States, in the very installation that has been shown to 500,000 tourists a year as Auschwitz I gas chamber, where Rudolf Hess's gallows stand, because he was going to be strangled and was strangled within sight of his crime. Nothing took place in that so-called gas chamber amounting to killing. It was a bunker hospital, it was a crematory, but it was certainly not a gas chamber, because no traces even to this day exist.
So this is clip three, okay? And he's very adamant. And my point in shedding light on this is, first of all, I've never heard this before, okay? This is all new to me. Second of all, there are other hosts that are interested in and oh, Luca, you're talking about Alan Zunder. Oh, wonderful! I covered him. You know, I know a host who was even on his wife's mailing list, okay, newsletter list. So, this is what we're talking about. So it has to be shared too. You know, you have to, that way you can make an educated decision. There are so many things that just don't wash. Another thing is the economic miracle. Okay, and that's one thing that he gets into at the end of the clip. Before we get into the clip, though, I don't want to make James from Vancouver wait too long. You're on line one. Welcome to Luca's World. How are you doing?
Yeah, did I ever tell you about my Hitler Youth buddy up here? He's going to be 96 in July.
Cool.
So I got a lot of stories he told me about what happened in World War II. One I can briefly mention is the British and American pilots deserting under fire where they're doing their bombing runs going over Berlin. And the four double-barrel 128-millimeter anti-aircraft batteries would put up 92 shells a minute. So what they'd see on the radar is the bomb run coming in, and then a couple of miles out, they'd make a big left turn, and they'd go land in Sweden, never to be heard from again. Fun story for you. I got more. I'll let you go.
Yes, and it's for people like
That's
you that I'm
desertion under
doing
fire,
this work for.
That's called desertion under fire, right? Isn't that what they take you out and shoot you for that? Let you go. Thanks.
Yeah.
I know.
And it's for the spirit of the people that died that we should be doing this. It's for, they have a voice, do they not? The women, the children, the elderly. You're talking hundreds of thousands of people gone. Oh, Luca, that's 80 years ago. Give it a break, you know? So clip four kind of wraps it all up, and I'll say it again. If you guys want me to talk about it more, I will. If you want me to let this go, I can, because I've finally come to the conclusion that this makes my conscience rest finally on all of this. And for people who want to hear more of this and more of me, I forgot to say this in the beginning of the show, but I will be filling in also for Ingrid Castle for her show Immunize Wisely on Saturday, May 4th. She's taking a break, and I'm very happy to say that I would love to have 2 hours for her and for me to keep talking about stuff from, you know, Luca's world and also learn to unlearn. Again, Saturday, May 4th from 7 to 9 Central. I'll be filling in for Ingrid Castle and her show, Immunize Wisely, on Saturday night. So that's kind of important. Let's listen to clip four as he wraps everything up for us.
Forgive you for it, because I used to believe in the Holocaust. And I was as loose with my terms about ovens.
Oh, really?
Ovens are crematories. Now, I understand that to Jewish people, especially Orthodox Jews, the idea of cremation is as bad as eating pork. If you have been to the Holocaust Museum in the United States,
have
I don't
you
know
been there?
There is no monument in the United States Capitol for the soldiers who died in Korea or in World War II. But there is one for Jews who supposedly died in far off Europe. You don't see something wrong with it?
And how many died during the war, killed, executed? What do you think?
The French Jew, Domeric, whom I have worked with very closely, he says, of all causes, bombing, all dates and so on, during that six-year period, 780,000. Boatloads of Jews came to the United States that were, according to the harbor master of Baltimore, Maryland, allowed to enter in the dark of night into the American cities without ever being properly identified, checked, and processed.
I see.
I know people who worked for UNRWA. Just today I had lunch with an American who, in the town of Augsburg in 1950, his job was to process displaced persons. And he told me how many times Jews were sent to the United States that were clearly subversives and Marxists that came from the East. No, it is the third United States government official that had this function that I have interviewed, and that actually one of them gave testimony at my trial. All I'm saying is, you don't even have to take my word. You're an Israeli. You can get the original Hebrew version. Take Tom Segev's book and read in here how Nahum Goldman, the World Jewish Congress, the various other Jewish leaders, got Konrad Adenauer to admit the guilt of how the document that he read to the German Parliament was written by Nahum Goldmann, corrected with schoolmasterly red. You know, the arrogance of these people to dictate to the Germans this policy, and the German nation was saddled since with this.
I bet that Mr. Sege will shiver.
It's a gold mine.
Will shiver.
It's a gold mine.
If you hear you using his book.
I have used Tom Zagreb's book over the airwaves in the United States in radio programs and TV programs, in public lectures, because Tom Zagreb gave to the world something that the Americans and the Germans and the British don't have access to yet. But thanks to Tom Zagreb and Israeli laws, we do. And that is that in your country, the diplomatic papers are open for public scrutiny after 20 or 30 years. In America, they're still not open. In Germany, they're still not open. I understand why. Because the German government, they behave just like Judenrede in the ghetto, except the other way around. They saddled the Germans with this horrific guilt problem for which the Germans have nothing to be guilty of.
I heard that you still celebrate Hitler's birthday.
Every 20th of April. Come rain or shine.
Yeah.
If you can
celebrate that?
If Jews can celebrate Menachem Begin and Jabotinsky's and Shamir's, if they can celebrate their birthdays, boy, I'll be damned if Adolf Hitler is not going to have his birthday celebrated by myself. Adolf Hitler was one of the most gifted and the most sought out and wined and dined leaders in German history. Kings and queens and dukes of Windsor and presidents and prime ministers came and went to see him. Every civilized government recognized him. The Zionist movement lionized him. If Hitler had not come to Germany in 1933, Germany had 270,000 suicides the year before. Germany was, in Berlin, the sin capital of the world, thanks to largely Jewish entrepreneurs who ran the smut films and the cabarets and so on. Germany was dope capital for Europe. Germany was the sick man of Europe. German industry was virtually dead. German social welfare payments, for instance, in the state of Thuringia, were so horrendously high that they were 90% of that state's budget. Without Adolf Hitler, Germany would have died with a whimper in 1934 or 35, and the world wouldn't have given a shit. Okay, so Adolf Hitler saved Germany, and I am a child of Adolf Hitler. I would have never been born if my dad, my father, hadn't gotten a job thanks to the genius of Adolf Hitler. And millions of other Germans would have not been born who today dump on Adolf Hitler. They deserve their miserable lives to this man who saved Germany, gave them work, bread, and honor for at least 12 years. So, Germany at least didn't live on its knees or crawl on its belly for 12 years, like it has done since Adolf Hitler's demise. At least he gave the Germans 12 years of liberation and freedom. Now, you can immediately smirk and say, but what about all the concentration camps?
What about all the concentration camps? Well, you know what? We don't have time to play it, but my third clip, when the student is ready, the teacher will appear, right? Maybe we can play this next week if you want, but right at the end of that broadcast, okay? Like right when I was getting ready to get the clip ready and, you know, sit down and try and analyze and try and digest all of that. I go on to Fox News to see what the latest news is. Headline: Auschwitz survivor warns anti-Semitism is the cancer spreading across America. It's killing our country. Holocaust survivor Tova Friedman tells Fox News that she's scared for America and her youth. Okay. Right after I got this ready, it's like, oh, yeah, okay, you know, the tattoo on the arm, yeah. Wow, never again, you know? And she actually says that, you know, yes, you know, what did she say? Did she say 1.5? Yeah, she didn't dare say 6 million, so she said, yes, 1.5 million were sent to the gas chambers. You know, that's how she ends her clip. So... you know, I wanted to play that on the heel of what you just heard by Ernst, but we don't have time. So you can imagine. And again, for people who want more of this, it's like I said, okay, if you choose to believe only what you see, then you choose to be blind also to what you don't see. This is what's happening. And I like thinking of culture as a sacred entity. Think of culture in this way that you're going to hear. Think of culture in some kind of, you know, Orwellian world that they're trying to create. Okay? Nature is busy creating absolutely unique individuals, while culture, man-made culture, has invented one single mold to which everyone has to conform. And it's grotesque. It really is. And it's not natural. See? So you can already separate the natural from the non-natural. And we're going to get into that next week as well. We can see, I can show you in the genocide of the native people, if you can believe that, the signatures, the, you know, similarities. And it's our turn now, you know. And I'm not going to get into that because there's too much wealth of knowledge. But this is what I'm attempting to give to everyone. And this is probably why my health is working and is skyrocketing, because my immune system is saying, okay, you know, I can live with that. I'm doing the best I can. Tomorrow, I'll be a better person than I was today. I'll do something even better, you know. So I challenge people. As I say, see you later, or see you next week. In the Cherokee language, they say, OCO. And that's what I'd like to say to you, OCO, until next week, until we meet again. And it's too bad I can't give you guys the corn muffins that I made. But as I said, I'm going to be filling in for Ingrid Castle, and I hope people jump over to Immunize Wisely next Saturday, May 4th, from 7 to 9 Central. This is Luca Maino signing off on Luca's World. Thank you for listening. We'll see you next week.
Find your inner rebel at Dixie Republic, the world's largest Confederate store, located in Travelers Rest, South Carolina. The anti-white, anti-Christ, anti-Southern world ends at the asphalt. Welcome to God's country. Log on to DixieRepublic.com to view our Southern merchandise, from flags to t-shirts to artwork. At the store, browse through our extensive collection of belt buckles and have a custom-made leather belt handcrafted in our Johnny Reb's Gun and Leather Shop. That's DixieRepublic.com, where you can meet all of your Southern needs.
Support those that support the network. Support Dixie Republic at DixieRepublic.com. Email ProudSouthern123@gmail.com and let them know that RBN sent you.
Listening to Real Talk Radio, only on the Republic Broadcasting Network.